This is Alive with Joseph.
Hallelujah. Amen. John chapter 11, verse 41 to 44. We're looking at, these are Thanksgiving Sunday for the month of September. And we're looking at why Thanksgiving. Why Thanksgiving? Go with me to John 11, verse 41 to 44. I read, Then they took away the stone from the place where the dead was laid. And Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, Father, I thank thee that thou hast heard me. And I knew that thou hearest me always. But because of the people which stand by, I said it, that they may believe that thou hast sent me. And when he thus had spoken, he cried with a loud voice, Lazarus, come forth. And he that was dead came forth, bound hand and foot with grave clothes. And his face was bound about with a napkin. Jesus saith unto them, loose him and let him go. Amen. Thanksgiving ushers us into the realms of possibilities. Thanksgiving is the platform for the manifestation of every expectation. Thanksgiving is the platform for the manifestation of every expectation. Why Thanksgiving? The reason for Thanksgiving is Thanksgiving is the platform for the manifestation of every expectation. Why Thanksgiving? Thanksgiving is the platform for the manifestation of every expectation. Why Thanksgiving? It is because ingratitude can abort the possibilities that are available to your destiny. That is why we must give God thanks. Why must we give God thanks? We give God thanks because our destiny can rupture because of ingratitude. Our destiny can rupture because of ingratitude. Why must we give God thanks? We must give God thanks because when gratitude is lacking, possibilities will not be in view. When gratitude is lacking, a believer will be surrounded with all kinds of impossibilities. So thanksgiving is the remedy for every area where you have been failing. Every area where you have been failing, thanksgiving is the remedy. Gratitude is the antidote for stagnation. Gratitude is the antidote for stagnation. When you look at our text in Luke chapter 11, when Lazarus died, nothing could have brought Lazarus back to life. Nothing could have been able to bring him back to life. Not even the tears of his loved ones. Not even the multitude that gathered in his house to mourn him and speak of how a good person he was when he was still alive. Even when Jesus arrived at the tomb of Lazarus, the Bible said that Jesus wept. And even though the Savior wept, that was not sufficient to bring Lazarus back to life. Even though the Savior wept, that was not sufficient to bring Lazarus back to life. The weeping of Jesus or the tears of Jesus could not bring Lazarus back to life. But when Jesus introduced thanksgiving to the situation, Lazarus returned back to life. Lazarus experienced a resurrection on the wings of thanksgiving. That is to say, the worst that happened to the family of Lazarus was the death of Lazarus. The worst that happened to the family of Lazarus was the death of Lazarus. But when thanksgiving was introduced, the worst of the devil, which was death, was reversed. I pray for you today on the wings of your thanksgiving. Whatever thing that has happened to you, the worst that you have experienced, it shall be reversed in the name of Jesus. I say it shall be reversed in the name of Jesus. Whatever it is you have experienced in the last 8 months, I declare over you this morning on the wings of your thanksgiving and gratitude to God, it shall be reversed in the name of Jesus. I didn't hear your loudest amen. Give the Lord your praise this morning. Hallelujah. Now, on the platform of thanksgiving, we can guarantee the possibility of resurrection and also restoration. When King David's child died, his attitude was that of thanksgiving. Do you know that the same woman who God killed her child because of David's adultery with her was the same woman God removed a restraining order on her womb? And that same woman, her womb became the channel through which the next king that was sit on the throne of David was born. The womb, the same woman that God killed her child because of the adulterous relationship that David had with her, the same woman became the the channel through which the next king that would sit on the throne was born. God chose to make Bathsheba the mother of the next king. Why? Because of David's attitude in a bad condition. David's attitude in a bad condition was what provoked and made God to turn a bad situation, or rather to choose Bathsheba to become the mother of the next king. Hear me, friends, when you lack an attitude of thanksgiving in the midst of a bad condition, the condition gets worse. The condition gets worse. The reason why many people's situation is not changing or turning is simply because in a bad condition, they do not have an attitude of gratitude. When your attitude is that of thanksgiving, you rise out of every bad condition. You come out of every bad situation. I pray for you today. Receive grace to maintain an attitude of thanksgiving in the name of Jesus. I say, receive grace to maintain an attitude of thanksgiving in the name of Jesus. I pray for you today, as your amen will thunder in the midst of a bad situation, may you maintain an attitude of gratitude in the name of Jesus. I didn't hear your amen. May you maintain a thanksgiving attitude in the name of Jesus. Lift your voice, thunder, thank you, Jesus. Thunder, thank you, Jesus. In the times in which we live in, it is easy for you and I to fall into murmuring. It is easy to fall into depression. With the kind of economic situation happening globally, it's not just in our nation. I'm talking about the economic situation of the world is in a messy state. Global security has gotten worse than ever. Global security, and I mean global security, all over the place, people's lives are no longer safe. Prices of ordinary commodities are rising rapidly. People are losing jobs, losing business, all of that happening in our time. People's income no longer meets the demands of their daily living. In the midst of all of that, if you do not maintain an attitude of thanksgiving, you may get into a situation that is worse than what you are in. In the midst of all of this, the demands of people's income, the daily demands of people is no longer able, their income can no longer sustain their daily demands. It is not even as if some people have increased their spending. So many people have not increased their spending, but the truth is what they have in their hands can no longer sustain them. Why? Because the prices of things have skyrocketed. What they used to buy for 2 rand is now 10 rand, and yet their salaries have not increased, their incomes have not increased. So in the light of what is happening, if you do not intentionally maintain an attitude of thanksgiving, you may fall into depression. You may fall into depression. Tomorrow is no longer looking good for the future that many desire. Tomorrow is no longer looking good. The future looks so uncertain. And in the midst of it, if you do not maintain a thanksgiving attitude, it may get worse. It may get worse. And that is why in the times in which you and I live in, you and I must maintain an attitude of thanksgiving. We must maintain an attitude of gratitude towards God. Don't allow your condition rule your attitude. Because if you do, you will live a life of, when you live a life of ingratitude, ingratitude will deny you access to supernatural hell. You will not be able to come out, because the only way you and I are guaranteed to come out of what we are in right now, it's only by the power of God. And the power of God cannot bring you out if your attitude is not of that of thanksgiving. I pray for you today. May you maintain a thanksgiving attitude in the name of Jesus. I declare your condition will not rule your attitude in the name of Jesus. I say your condition will not take over your attitude in the name of Jesus. Lift your voice, stand up, thank you, Jesus. Thunder, thank you, Jesus. Give the Lord your praise this morning. Hallelujah. Please go ahead. Give Jesus praise this morning. He may not be enough. Give him praise this morning. You may not have enough. Give him praise this morning. It is not sufficient. Give him praise this morning. The demands of your daily living may not be equal to your income. Give him praise this morning. Because my God will supply all your needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Give the Lord your praise. Hallelujah. He will supply all your needs. Oh, it looks like nothing will protect you. I am here to announce over you that he who dwells in the secret place of the Most High will abide under the shadows of the Almighty. No weapon formed against you will prosper. I load my voice with that of Sean as he prayed earlier. Not just anyone here to steal, but anyone that I plan to rob you in one way or another. I decree and I declare, let the judgment of God rest upon their head in the name of Jesus. I say, let the judgment of God rest upon their head in the name of Jesus. Anyone that has planned to rob businesses that belong to members of this commission, I declare, in their planning stages, may their heart fail them in the name of Jesus. Give the Lord your praise this morning. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thanksgiving is the key to cause the hand of God to come upon your situation. Thanksgiving is your access to possibilities. Listen, friends, your thanksgiving decides the possibilities that are available to you. Thanksgiving is what you do when you go through tough and difficult times. It is what you do when you experience good, and when you experience good, when you experience bad, when you experience hard times, you keep giving God thanks. Things are working well, you give him thanks. Things are not working well, you give him thanks. Things are tough, you give him thanks. Things are good, you give him thanks. Hallelujah. You have to be a grateful believer, child of God, because every opportunity of thanksgiving you miss is an opportunity of multiplication and increase you have missed. Every opportunity of thanksgiving that you miss, it is an opportunity of multiplication and increase you have missed. Understand, friends, that one of the ways to express humility or to humble yourself is through thanksgiving. One of the ways to express humility is through thanksgiving. And the reason why men who do not give God thanks is because they feel disappointed. They feel like God has disappointed them. They feel like God has failed them. And that is why many do not give God thanks. That is why many do not give God thanks. They feel like their expectations are not being realized. And the Bible tells us, when you murmur, you open up the door for the destroyer to destroy. According to 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 10, it says, neither murmur ye, as some of them also murmured, and were destroyed of the destroyer. I pray for you. Anyone who has been murmuring in this place, I declare right now, let the mercy of God prevail in the name of Jesus. I say, let the mercy of God prevail over your murmuring in the name of Jesus. He said, when they murmur, they are destroyed. Hear this, friends. You are not to murmur, because why murmuring attracts the destroyer. Hallelujah. You may not have entered your Canaan yet, but the good news is you've left Egypt. And the Bible tells us that it is a good thing. It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord. It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord. It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord. To sing of your praises, O Most High. Or to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High. Give Jesus praise one more time. Please give him praise this morning. And I've come to discover that there are three types of Christians when it comes to thanksgiving. Number one, there are those who praise God only when things are happening well for them. This kind of believers, they struggle to give God thanks. Once there is a little storm in their life, they struggle to give God thanks. They struggle to serve God. They struggle to be committed to anything that has to do with God. Number two, we have those who have a little light and they understand that they must give God thanks even when things doesn't go their way. They understand. They have a little revelation. They have a little light. They have a little light that they must give God thanks even when things doesn't go their way. Then we have the third set of people. We have those who their thanksgiving is a covenant and a lifetime assignment. Their thanksgiving is a covenant and a lifetime vow. It is a covenant and a lifetime. They are not just giving God thanks out of revelation. They are giving God thanks as a covenant they have made with God, as a lifetime vow. Whether he slay me, I will still give him thanks. Whether he slay me, I will still give him thanks. These are the set of people that who live a lifestyle of thanksgiving. They have gone beyond revelation. They are now living thanksgiving as a lifestyle. Thanksgiving is a covenant. Thanksgiving is a lifetime vow they have made to God. And that's where God wants every one of us to come to. Where our thanksgiving is a lifetime vow. Our thanksgiving is a lifetime vow. Our thanksgiving is a covenant to God. It's not something we do by revelation anymore. We have gone beyond revelation. We have discovered that our life should be an offering to the Almighty God. Give Him praise this morning. Please give Him praise this morning. That every time you come in contact with them, they are telling you, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And you're wondering, they are celebrating, they are thanking God. Sometimes they are just dancing. And you know, the nosy ones are asking, what happened? What happened? What happened? Sometimes nothing has happened. They have just, it's a lifetime covenant. It's a vow to God that I will not keep quiet. I will forever celebrate your goodness. Hallelujah. Amen. Say, thank you, Jesus. Let me show you something quickly in the book of 2 Samuel chapter 6. Let's look at from verse 12 to 15. 2 Samuel chapter 6 from verse 12 to 15. It says, and it was told King David, saying, the Lord had blessed the house of Obed-Edom and all that pertaineth unto him because of the ark of God. So David went and brought up the ark of God from the house of Obed-Edom into the city of David with gladness. And it was so that when they bore the ark of the Lord, when they that bore the ark of the Lord had gone six paces, he sacrificed oxen and fatlings, and David danced before the Lord. Did you see that? With all his might, he danced before the Lord. Are you the type that will dance before the Lord with all your might? He danced before the Lord with all his might. And David was gathered with a linen ephod. So David and all the house of Israel brought up the ark of the Lord with shouting and with the sound of the trumpet. With shouting. They were not whispering. You don't give God thanks whispering. You shout at the topest of your voice. You shout at the loudest of your voice. You shout. They were giving God thanks. They were shouting. David was dancing. He was dancing before the Lord. He emptied himself before the Lord. He emptied his life. Why? Because for David, thanksgiving is a covenant and a lifetime vow. Thanksgiving is a covenant and a lifetime. He doesn't need a praise team to stir him up so that he can sing to God. He doesn't need a band to stir him up so that he can sing to God. It's a lifetime vow. Listen, friends, one of the ways to experience delivery in this season is to commit yourself to thanksgiving. Is to commit yourself to thanksgiving. There is a lot of blessings that is involved in the act of thanksgiving. Our world today is full of people who attack those who live a lifestyle of thanksgiving. They tell you, why are you thanking God? Why are you going to give God thanks? Why are you giving to God to say thank you? What has He done for you? They forget that the breath in their lungs belongs to Him. They forget that the life they are living, to open their mouth and say, what has God done for you? It belongs to God. They forget that they didn't create themselves. Hallelujah. So we live in a time where thanksgiving, a lot of people have been, they are attacking those who are living a lifestyle of thanksgiving. Listen, friends, there is a blessing that goes with thanksgiving. There is a blessing that goes with thanksgiving. And one of the reasons why many don't give God thanks is because Satan always opens their eyes more to the challenges of life than the goodness of God. The reason why many don't give God thanks is because their eyes is more open to the challenges of life than to the goodness of God. Number two, I've come to understand also that the reason why people don't give God thanks is because people struggle to give. It's because they focus more on the prayers that are yet to be answered more than all the plenty answers they have received. So, because they prayed that God give me a car and the car didn't come, they forget that they have the best transportation system on the earth, which is their legs. You better give Jesus praise. Amen. I said, you better give Jesus praise one more time. And if you don't value your leg, maybe we should cut it off and give you crutches to walk with. Then you will see. Hallelujah. You will see. I saw something sometime this week. You know, this man uses a wheelchair. By the time he gets to his car, before he can enter, he will come out of the wheelchair, you know, fold all of the things, you know, and put the fake legs that have been given to him. When I arrive in my car, I just open the door and just jump in. But this man goes through a process. The same process to enter, process to come out. And you, your legs are intact. They are not broken. They are not, they are intact. Because you asked for a Mercedes, God has not given you yet. And yet you're driving a Toyota. You're not giving him praise. Yes. Now lift your voice and give Jesus praise. Give him praise. Give him praise. In the first service, Pastor Cordelia was sharing with us, you know, she took us down memory lane where our life church came from. We've been giving God thanks. She took us memory lane where we came from. Listen, friends, our life church wasn't like this. We came from, when I mean came from, I mean came from. The first service of our life church was three people. Three people in the lounge. Three people. Three people. The first service. A Sunday before I married Pastor Cordelia. Three people. The two husbands, the husband and wife, and the other young man, John, who is now late, he has gone to be with the Lord. Three of them. Then the next Sunday, there was no service. I went to marry. Can you imagine? Church started. The next Sunday, there was no service. Because Pastor had to go and marry. By the third Sunday, she was baptized into, you know, new church that I've just started. By the next Sunday, we were under the tree. By the next Sunday, we stayed under the tree for about two, three Sundays or four Sundays. The next one, we moved to a school, a primary school, where you will have to arrange the chair, you know, and one of the Sundays she was sharing with us here, one of the Sundays we arrived to start setting up the place, they had already pulled on top of one of the chairs. We had to start cleaning the place and everything for service to take place. We moved from there to another place where we're using a hall. The hall there, by the time they finish the previous night, they've drunk, they've done all kinds of things. You have to arrive earlier so that you can clean the place. The atmosphere has been contaminated so that you, by prayers, you can sanctify and sanitize the atmosphere. One of the Sundays we came, you know, and we're supposed to have service. And the taxi association was having their meeting. You know how crazy taxi association is. You own a taxi, you know how crazy you guys can be. The taxi association was having their meeting. And they were supposed to leave the agreement because we were supposed to take over their meeting extended. We had to start hurrying them to leave. And when we finish, my friend, our life church didn't start like this, but in the midst of it, we kept giving God thanks. When it didn't look like it, we kept giving God thanks. Thanksgiving Sunday didn't start today. Now lift your voice and give Jesus thanks. I don't know where you think you are. I came to declare your tomorrow is glorious in the name of Jesus. I say your tomorrow is beautiful in the name of Jesus. Come on, thunder. Thank you, Jesus. So often we forget the plenty answers God has given to us because we keep reminding ourselves the one thing God is yet to answer. Hallelujah. Do you know that when you compare yourself with others around you, you will lack an attitude of gratitude. You will lack an attitude of thanksgiving. When you compare yourself with someone else, listen, friends, walk with God at the pace in which He's taking you. Walk with God at the pace in which He's taking you. God Almighty has a program and a plan and a timetable for every one of us. And the reason why many don't have an attitude of thanksgiving is because they keep comparing themselves to someone else. Yes, someone else may have arrived in their Canaan, but that doesn't mean you will not arrive in your Canaan. Wait for your own Canaan. Your time will come. In the midst while you are waiting, keep giving Him thanks. Keep celebrating. Every time you see what God has done for someone else, is an indication that you are next on the line. Give Jesus praise this morning. Thanksgiving dries out in the life of someone who compares themselves with others. What are the blessings you find in thanksgiving? Number one, thanksgiving establishes the presence of God. Psalm 22 verse 3. The presence of God is never scarce for the one who lives a lifestyle of thanksgiving to God. Thanksgivers are carriers of the presence of God. Every time you see a believer who is a genuine thanksgiver, they are carriers of divine presence. Number two, thanksgiving preserves your life. The life of a thanksgiver is always preserved. Psalm 150 verse 6, let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Then when you read further, it now talks about the high praise of God in their mouth and the two-edged sword in their, to punish their enemies. Whatever will rise up against you this month, the judgment of God will come on them in the name of Jesus. Thanksgiving stabilizes your breath. Let everything that has breath, thanksgiving stabilizes your breath. Thanksgivers qualify for life. No devil can take the life of a thanksgiver. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord, he says. Number three, thanksgiving brings speed to life. If the adversary cannot close your mouth in thanksgiving, he cannot or he will not be able to tie you down in stagnation. If he cannot close your mouth in thanksgiving, the adversary will not be able to tie you down in stagnation. Many of you are not where you want to be in life yet, but at the same time, you are too far from where you used to be. So you should be giving God thanks continuously. Friends, if you cannot see what God has done for you so far, you will not be able to see what he will do next. If you cannot see what God has done for you so far, you will not be able to see what he will do for you next. Some of you right now, you will have died, but the goodness of God has preserved you. The mercy of God has preserved you. The kindness of God has preserved you. Why shouldn't you give him thanks? Give God your praise this morning. Hallelujah. So as you appreciate God for what you can see that he has done, whether for you or for another person, then you qualify to see what he will do in your own life. Because sometimes you do not just appreciate God for what he has done for you. Appreciate God for what he has done for other people. Appreciate God for what he has done for your sister, for your brother, for your neighbor. Appreciate God for what he has done for other people. Appreciate him for what he has done for other people. Hallelujah. And I declare over you this month, God will do plenty things in your life in the name of Jesus. He will do plenty things in your life in the name of Jesus. I pray for you as your amen will thunder. God will do plenty things in your life in the name of Jesus. Number four, thanksgiving establishes the blessing of God in your life. The Bible said David returned to his household and blessed them. He returned to his household and blessed them. Listen, friends, if you will not deny God a thanks, he in return will not deny you his blessing. If you will not deny God his thanks, in return, God will not deny you his blessing. Psalm 67 verse 5 to 7 says, let the people praise thee, O God. Let all the people praise thee. Then shall the earth yield her increase. God, even our God, God, even our own God shall bless us. God shall bless us, and all the ends of the earth shall fear him. Get ready. In this month of September, you will enjoy the fearful blessings of God in the name of Jesus. I say you will enjoy the fearful blessings of God in the name of Jesus. The earth will yield an increase to you in the name of Jesus. Your business will yield profit in the name of Jesus. Your career will yield profit in the name of Jesus. The earth will yield an increase to you and your household in the name of Jesus. Thunder, praise the Lord. So let the people praise thee. As they praise you, the earth has no choice but to yield an increase. The earth has no choice. You know, you hear the word they say, when praises go up, blessing come down. It's not a lie. It's true. When praises go up, the earth yields an increase. Hallelujah. I pray for you. Your business will yield profit this month. I say your business will yield profit this month. As you give God thanks and maintain an attitude of thanksgiving, this month your career will blossom in the name of Jesus. Favor will come your way in the name of Jesus. One of the secrets of handling the hostility of your enemy is through your praise and thanksgiving. Through praise and thanksgiving, the judgment of God comes on the hostility of the wicked. Thanksgiving is what you do between when you have prayed and when the answer is delivered. The waiting season is thanksgiving season. Even when the answer arrives, continue to give God thanks. When you pray for something, whilst you are still expecting the answer, what to do in between that time of waiting is thanksgiving. The thing most believers do is they complain. In between the time of waiting, many believers complain. They murmur, they argue, they fight, they quarrel, they do all kinds of things, excluding thanksgiving. What to do in between your time of prayer and expectation is thanksgiving. As you have prayed in these 3 days of prayer and fasting, and you keep praying in the 5 a.m. morning prayers, thanksgiving is what you do in between prayers and answers. Thanksgiving is what you do. Thanksgiving is what you do. You have prayed about it. You've released your faith. Continue to give him thanks. Father, I thank you. Lord, I give you praise. Father, I thank you because your word will not fail. I thank you because your promises have gone forth concerning me. I thank you because heaven and earth to pass away, your word will remain the same. Father, I thank you because you sent forth your word. It healed. It delivers. I thank you because your word will not return back to you void. It will accomplish and achieve the purpose for which it was sent out for. Father, I thank you because you have spoken it. I believe it. Father, I thank you because you will not fail. You have not failed. You are the same yesterday, today, and forever. I thank you because you are the prayer answering God. I thank you because I have not prayed into storage. I thank you because even before I prayed, you say you have answered me. You keep giving him thanks. Keep celebrating here. Keep celebrating here. You keep thanking here. Thank you, Jesus. Things come to want to discourage you. Thank you, Jesus. Things come to want to tell you and show to you that, did you see the prayer you prayed? Nothing is happening. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. When the church was moving into this property, everything was to discourage everything. Listen, friends, you are sitting in a testimony you don't know. Where you are seated right now is a testimony. Everything was discouraging. We announced the vision. Half of the church left. You know, the average black person doesn't like responsibility. They finally agreed to sell the property to us. Boom. They said, well, 30 days, we signed the paper. You must give us 4 million. 4 million, 30 days. Oh, my friend, you don't understand. The pastor of a church, all by faith. I don't have one grandfather that is a millionaire. I wish I had. 30 days, 4 million. By the end of the 30 days, we could gather 380,000. By the end of 30 days, they are waiting for 4 million. You have signed papers with lawyers, and you are calling them to tell them, I only have 380,000. You must have some gods, I tell you. And we call them, all by faith. Can we transfer the 380 to show that we are serious? And out of the 380, we took 50,000 to sow as a seed, releasing our faith for what God will do. It's not enough. You're still taking out of what is not enough to sow as a seed. So when we ask you to give, we're not telling you to give because, you know, it's a ploy to manipulate you. We have seen what that can do. Give Jesus praise this morning. Hallelujah. Release the seed. They say, no, that's fine. You can send in the money. That's not a problem. After we have released the seed. The 380 was not 330. We send them the 330. And the rest is history. In the midst of sending 330, we ask them, can we go and be using the property because it's lying waste? Eh? We ask for 4 million. You didn't send 4 million. Now you're telling us, can we go and be using the property? Are you normal? They say, well, let's ask the seller. The seller, no, you can go and be using it. But before you enter, complete it to a certain amount. And we brought it to, was it 400,000? They say, make it 400,000. Then you can move in. We moved in to start using it. The place was a mess. We needed nothing less than up to 1 million to do the place. The place was a mess. But in the midst, thanksgiving. I remember one of the days I've been on a long fast. God, you just have to do this one. One of the days God began to speak, saying, no, I have answered. You must just maintain thanksgiving. Every morning I wake up, my knees started paining me that period. Because I would kneel for hours. You're sitting on a testimony, my friend. You see where you're seated? You're sitting on a testimony. And I declare, your own testimony has arrived in the name of Jesus. Thanksgiving, maintain it. Even when it looks like nothing is happening, give God thanks. As you have prayed in these 3 days, maintain thanksgiving. Keep giving him thanks. And I pray for you. Receive grace to remain thankful in the name of Jesus. Give the Lord your praise this morning. Let's rise on our feet. I'm done. And let's go home. Lift your voice. We're going to give God thanks. We're going to dance before the Lord. I want you to dance before the Lord. You have not received answer to prayers yet. Or you're looking at all the things you prayed for. It looks like nothing is happening. You listed some things in your expectation card during the 21 days prayer. And it looks like none of them is coming to pass. I came to give you a secret. The secret is thanksgiving. The secret is thanksgiving. The secret is thanksgiving. Your church is a product of thanksgiving. The church you belong to is a product of thanksgiving. Lift your voice in thanksgiving this morning. Please celebrate the Lord this morning. Give him praise. Give him praise this morning. Lift your voice in thanksgiving.
Thank you so much for listening. We believe you are blessed by the word. For more, please visit our website, www.alivewithjoseph.com, as well as subscribe to our YouTube channel, Alive with Joseph Mogocha. Till next time, God bless.